Hello, and welcome to the Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month. This monthly cassette CD series represents yet another step in accomplishing Grandy & Associates' vision of helping the service contractor come to a place of maturity and profitability. Each month, a different national speaker from throughout the service and trades industry shares dozens of cost-reducing, profit-increasing ideas to help you become a more profitable company. Are you ready for a fresh look at marketing? If so, you'll enjoy this month's presentation by Russ Evans called Be the Brand. Russ is founder and president of Day One Alliance, a company dedicated to innovative marketing for contractors. Russ works with contractors on everything from newsletters to entire marketing programs. He presents one-day programs, full boot camps, and just recently was on Ruth King's HVAC Channel TV program. Russ is known for his unique approach to marketing, which is basically educating your current customer base with the idea that educated customers buy more. Guess what? It works. Oh, and by the way, Russ is also a licensed trainer of Grandy & Associates' three-day basic business boot camp and a certified salesman coach of ProfitMax software for Grandy & Associates. Now sit back and relax and learn how and why to make your company the brand.
Hi, my name is Russ Evans. I am president and CEO of Day One Alliance. We are a marketing firm that is specifically geared towards the heating and cooling industry. About 9 years ago, after 10 years in marketing, I entered a heating and cooling company in the Midwest. We were able to dramatically change our sales and our profitability because we dramatically changed the way we marketed our business. We took a 180-degree turn from the way that this industry told us we were supposed to be marketing, and we looked at it from more of a common sense approach. And if you look at the way that we're going to talk about marketing today in this program, it's called Be the Brand. In this program, you're going to see that what we're going to talk about is common sense. Just finished a book, and in that book, it talks about the common sense principles of marketing and taking it all the way back to what I know you already know. And what you know, and I know that, is that your customers have to know what you sell. That is the basics of marketing. Your customers have to know what you sell, and they have to know how to get a hold of you. So we're going to talk about a lot of that today. We're going to talk about the reasons why we are where we are today in our industry, the fact that we do marketing completely backwards from the way that it's supposed to be done. We're going to teach you how to turn that around. We're not going to get into a lot of specifics in a short tape series like this. We're not able to get into a full day of specifics, but we are going to touch the basics, and we're going to give you the ability to start understanding how you're supposed to market your company. At Day One, our focus has always been the contractor. In our industry, so much of the focus has been put on the brand of equipment that the contractor has been ignored. And what we learned and what I learned right away is that as soon as I became the brand name in the eyes of my customers, I became successful. And so did all the brands that I sold. That whatever equipment line we were carrying, they became more successful as we became more successful. And what happened was instead of us just selling more furnaces, we sold many more high-efficiency furnaces, many more high-efficiency air conditioners, many more accessories because our customers started to understand what we meant by the fact that we were not just a repair business. So our focus at Day One has been the same. Our focus has been on the growth, profitability, and success of contractors. We have basically turned our back on the success of manufacturers because we understand that if we make contractors successful, equipment manufacturers will become successful. They have gotten on board. At the beginning of our time, our message was kind of opposed to theirs. So they turned their back on us. They didn't like the message we were bringing. Now they're our best friends because we're making you, the contractor, successful. In turn, they are becoming successful. So here's the problem. We'll lay it out for you. The way that we start our full-day seminar is we talk about the problem with our industry. The problem is simply this. We have turned heating and cooling units into commodities. And if you don't understand what I mean by that, basically picture a block of gold. Let's say you were in the market to buy a pound of gold, and you were looking for the best price on that piece of gold because you understand that a pound of gold is a pound of gold is a pound of gold. It doesn't matter where you buy it. It doesn't matter who you get it from. As long as it's certified pure, it's the same thing. So your job is to find the best price for that one-pound block of gold. That is what has happened to heating and cooling equipment in our industry. We have turned it into a commodity, just like gold, just like orange juice. We've turned it into a commodity. So our customers think when they see a certain brand of equipment, let's say it's a Binford 101, and the company Binford has done a great job convincing them that the Binford 101 is by far the best furnace on the market, their next logical step is to find the cheapest price for the Binford 101, just like if it was a car. You know and I know that if Bob's Heating and Cooling installs a Binford 101 in a home and Jim's Heating and Cooling installs a Binford 101 in a home, it is not the same job. Yes, the box in the basement or the garage or the attic is exactly the same, but the system is completely different. You know that as well as I do. The ductwork is different. The logic behind the size of the equipment is different. The company itself is different. The service they offer, the customer service they offer, the level of training their technicians have, it is all completely different. So what happens is consumers now only have one trigger point when it comes to buying equipment from us. The only trigger point they have is price. Once they decide on the piece that they want, the next thing they do is they buy price. That is the problem with the industry. For years and years and years, all we have done is promote the brand name of the equipment. We as contractors have supported that for the last 30 years by letting the equipment brand do a 60-second commercial or a 30-second commercial and giving us a 1 or 2 second tag at the end where it says, oh yeah, by the way, you can buy this Binford 101 at Jim's Heating and Cooling. That does nothing for us except give them another phone number to call to start the price bidding war. That's all it has done for you and I. When I was a contractor, it's all it did for me was drive the competition. We have consumer advocates out there telling customers that they need to get 3 to 5 bids, and that is the case, and that's what they do. They take that information, they get 3 to 5 bids. How does that help you? The problem is that the marketing has always been 90-10 for equipment. So 90% of the marketing that we spend, the marketing dollars that we spend in our industry is spent on equipment brand marketing, which means, again, we're driving the commodity message. The trick is we need to flip that over. You and I've done it together with thousands of contractors. To date, Day One has worked with over 2,200 contractors nationally and internationally, and we have come to the point where we're absolutely convinced that if 90% of the dollars in our industry were spent on dealer branding, then we would have a much better situation like we do in some of the contractors that we work with, like we did at the contractor that I worked with. We decided to become the brand. We decided to have TOMA in the minds of our customers. What is TOMA? TOMA is something that you may be very familiar with, you may not be. I'll real quickly explain what TOMA is. TOMA, very simply, is an acronym for Top of Mind Awareness. Again, TOMA, T-O-M-A, an acronym for the words Top of Mind Awareness. The only way that you can become a brand name is that if you achieve TOMA in the minds of your customers. So how do you do that? How do you achieve TOMA? Well, what we did was we started studying the best TOMA in the world. The number one TOMA in the entire world, in the entire international marketing world, is McDonald's. McDonald's has done absolutely the best job at TOMA. So we looked at what they did, and what they did was very simple, and we also compared that to what other brand names have done. What Pepsi did to climb towards defeating Coca-Cola, what Kleenex did to become the brand name for tissues. You know, Kleenex aren't really called Kleenex, they're tissues. But Kleenex brand has dominated. So they have done a fantastic job at TOMA. Well, what do these companies have in common? We looked across the board, and we understand this from marketing school. We understand this from everything we study, is that what they do is they continue to be consistent. So at Day One, we use something that we call the 3C approach, and that is a consistent message delivered to a consistent group of people consistently. That is your job to make yourself a brand. The first thing you have to decide is what is the message that you're going to deliver. I implore you that unless you are the kind of company that can sell 1,000 units a year and get them installed and work at a 1-2% net profit, that your message needs to be to your customers that you are the best, that you do the best quality work in town, that you'll install the best equipment in their home for the best possible price. Not the best price, the best possible price to deliver the goods that you want to deliver. What we decided to do at our company was to become the very best. We decided that if the people in our community looked at us as the very best, we could charge the right price we needed to stay profitable, and we would be in business for a long, long time, which we were. We tripled sales, we tripled profitability because of that fact. The article that we wrote to basically lay this down to our customers in the first newsletter that we did was, "Why are we the most expensive heating and cooling company in town?" That was the title. It takes a lot of guts to write an article like that. Why are we the most expensive company in town? And then we went on with 22 bullets and told him exactly why. Because we had the best technicians, we had the newest trucks, we had the best insurance, we delivered the best training to our technicians, and we backed it up with a lifetime forever warranty on the work that we touched. Not the equipment, the work we touched. We guaranteed our workmanship forever, just like you should. If a screw falls out of a plenum in 15 years, you should go put the screw back. You've got to tell your customers that. So I implore you, as a contractor who cannot sell thousands of boxes a year, and if you are, that's a different approach, but who we really focus on in our company are the contractors who need to be the best in their market to succeed and to get brand name awareness in the minds of their customers. All right, so now you understand the theory behind the philosophy of day one. That theory is very simply that the contractor has to be the brand to be profitable and to be able to make high-end sales. So let's look at how we do that and how we don't do that. I like to kind of address this from a negative position first. Let's look at it from how not to be the brand. Let's talk about the things that you need to stop doing first before we talk about the things you need to start doing. Again, this will not be an intricate seminar, but enough to get you started on the right path. The first thing that you need to stop doing as fast as you possibly can is buying big ads in the Yellow Pages. The Yellow Pages has absolutely no ability to give you a brand name. None. How many people do you know that get the Yellow Pages and read it? Nobody does. They turn there when they need a phone number. More and more people every day are getting the phone numbers they need from the internet. Okay, they're going to yellowpages.com, they're going to AOL, they're going to Yahoo, they're going somewhere to find the phone number other than the big fat book. The book is dying. Okay, the book has a lifespan at this point. It's got an expiration date. Think about what the Yellow Pages is. It's basically a dinosaur that cannot live through the climate change. Okay, the Yellow Pages cannot exist in an electronic world. If you think about what the Yellow Pages is, it's a big giant book of information. How many industries have already turned their information, their printed material, into internet web pages? It's the fastest way to do it. It's much less expensive than printing on paper, and it's much less expensive than shipping a half-pound book to your door. It just doesn't make sense anymore that the Yellow Pages book can exist in this electronic world that we live in 2004. So the trick for you is this. Get out of that as quickly as you possibly can. Now, I know there's some pain tied to getting out of the Yellow Pages because for years, Yellow Pages reps and other heating and cooling contractors have told you that if you remove yourself from the Yellow Pages, that you'll stop getting service calls and that ultimately your business will dry up and shrivel away. That will not happen. I've done it with hundreds and hundreds of contractors where we have reduced them from 1, 2, and even 3 full pages in the Yellow Pages down to a bolded line listing. We took the money they were wasting in the Yellow Pages, turned it into positive, effective marketing, and changed their world, completely changed their company. We have lots and lots of testimonials at day one that prove this fact. So point number one in what you should not be doing is Yellow Pages. Everything you do in your marketing world has to be focused on you becoming the brand. That has no validity whatsoever in your contracting company becoming the brand. Okay, the second thing that you need to not be doing is bad direct mail. Bad direct mail has absolutely no ability to create brand name. What do I mean by bad direct mail? When I say bad direct mail, what I'm talking about is any time that you are joined with more than one advertiser in an envelope of coupons. Okay? When that coupon arrives at your customer's home, all they're looking for are coupons. They're looking for savings. If they're rifling through 30 to 45 coupons, the last thing that they're looking for is brand name. They're looking for a few dollars off a pizza. They're looking for 10 bucks off an oil change. They're not looking for a $10 off a cleaning check. That's not what consumers are looking in these packs of envelopes for. So you need to stop doing it. It's bad for your business. It does nothing to build your brand name. Coupons have never worked for this industry. We have to stop using them. As a contractor, the next thing you need to stop doing as quickly as you possibly can is newspaper. Newspaper has completely lost its place in our advertising world. Again, it doesn't mean it doesn't work for some. Just like Yellow Pages, just like Advo and the other coupon mailers, they do work for some industries. They just don't work for ours. Newspaper has lost its place because of, first, about 20 years ago, companies like CNN came to life and they took away the news, they took away the timeliness of a newspaper. When a newspaper used to show up at your door, it used to be the first time you saw that news. It's not like that today. with CNN playing or Fox News Today, whatever it is, and you're watching the news, there's a ticker that moves across the bottom of that screen that constantly gives you updates. The next thing that put the final blow into newspaper was the internet. The internet has taken away, completely taken away, the ability for us to wait for news. We don't have to wait. If you're sitting at your desk and you're online somewhere and you're seeing constant updates of the news, you can set up your desktop however you want it, you'll get the news immediately. It has eliminated the validity of newspaper. The other things that have fallen by the wayside for us are television. Other than cable television for you fellas that sell gas fireplaces, cable television has also lost a lot of its luster for us. It used to be really neat 20 years ago when you could get into everybody's living room with cable television. We can't do it anymore. There's too many channels. I at home already have 230 channels. That doesn't include movie channels, doesn't include sports networks. It just includes basic channels that I can watch. So we're not sitting there watching television commercials anymore. It's just not happening. So you have to understand that these things are losing their place. And we can't spend all day talking about these, but understand as a quick review of what not to do, be sure that you get out of display advertising in your Yellow Pages books. Get down to a bolded line listing where you need them. One place would be under heating, another place under air conditioning. If you do duct cleaning, of course, you need to be there. And if you have other specialties that you specialize in, such as geothermal heating, you need to be in those places too. If you're doing Valpak, if you're doing Advil, you need to pull out of those places. Again, they have some validity for other industries, just not us. Newspaper, we need to get out. Television and radio, we need to start backing away from those medias because they're not doing as much for us today as they used to. Okay, now let's focus on the things that you should be doing as a contractor. Again, I go back to my experience not only at the contractor that I was at, but I've now had experience again with over 2,200 contractors. We have written over 500 marketing budgets and marketing plans for businesses. Those contractors who have taken the information that we have provided and done exactly what we told them to do with it have been absolutely successful. There is a zero fail rate if they do things the way that we instruct them. Just like anything else, however, not everybody does. Not everybody changes their oil at 3,000 miles. Not everybody gets cleaning checks on their furnaces and air conditioners when they're told to. So some contractors don't follow the program. So have we had 100% success with every contractor we worked with? The answer clearly is no. But for those who have had the guts and the ability to change the way they think and look at things just a little bit differently, the success rate has been 100%. So let's look at this. Let's take your marketing budget, and I'm going to use a $1 million company right now as our guideline, okay? This company is a $1 million business, and they're doing all sales and service in the residential market. Let's not concern ourselves today with commercial business or new construction. We're only looking at the sales and service in your business, sales of new equipment, sales of accessories on existing homes. If this business that we're talking about here is doing $1 million a year, I'm going to ask them to spend 5% of their gross sales, again, from their residential sales and service business, on marketing. This is a number that at the beginning of my tenure in this company about 5 years ago was a really tough one for me to get across. It took me a lot of time to convince a lot of dealers that they needed to spend $50,000, let's say, if they were a $1 million company. That's exactly what we're going to ask you to spend is $50,000 as a $1 million business. Now, do the math for yourself. If you're a $500,000 company, that means I'm asking for $25,000. If you're a $2 million company, that means I'm asking you to spend $100,000. So do the math for yourself. But for purposes of an example here today, we're going to use a $1 million company that has a $50,000 marketing budget. So what we're going to ask that company to do, and again, our focus is going to be nothing more than branding this company. We have done a lot of research. We've gotten a lot of industry research that shows that it is absolutely 26 times more profitable to market to your own database than it is to market to customers who've never used your business. 26 times more profitable. So at day one, we sit back and think, well, why would we ask contractors to spend any money on something that's less than 26 times more profitable than the other side? There are some places where you need to spend money so that you can continue to gain community awareness. And we'll talk about some of those places in a little bit. But the first thing we're going to talk about is spending that money on your own customer base. There are two goals with spending money on your own customer base. The first goal is retention. One of the biggest problems you have as a contractor, and all contractors have, is retaining the customers they already have. You've done a job for someone. Most times they are satisfied with what you've done, but you lose that customer because you fail to retain them. And by retention, I mean you fail to continue to market to that person. You fail to let them know that you are in their market, and when another problem arises, you have failed to let them know that you're the one that they need to call. That's retention. Okay, now sometimes when I listen to other marketers, they talk about the reason that you would market to your own customer base is only for retention. There are so many other reasons to market to these people. The biggest and greatest reason outside of retention is education. When I look at day one and people ask me what we do, yes, we're a marketing firm, but what we do more than anything else and what I think we do best is we educate consumers on what it is that heating and cooling contractors really can do in their home. It's a real problem. At our company, nobody knew. Our customers had no idea that we had solutions for things like whole house humidity, whole house air purification. They had absolutely no idea that we could do those things. So I ask you in your own company, if you don't believe that it's the truth, call 100 customers. Grab your database, call 100 customers, and ask them these questions. Do you know that we can provide whole house solutions for humidity? Do you know we have whole house solutions for air purification? Ask them some questions. They don't know. Trust me, we've done it many times. Your customers don't know. And what we have found is that as soon as we begin to educate these people on what it is you really do, the whole world changes for you. They start buying more. They start calling when there's not an emergency. How much would you love to see the increase of non-emergency customer calls, calling you and asking you to replace a piece of equipment that's just old, not broken? That's what will begin to happen. So how do you do that? Well, again, let's back up just a little bit and look at the budget. We've got $50,000 to spend on marketing. What we at Day One will ask you to spend on customer education and retention is 60% of that budget, or $30,000. So we're going to ask you to take $30,000 of that $50,000 budget and spend it exclusively on educating your customer base. And through education, you will get retention. And through retention, you'll get growth. Real estate shows us that any community will lose somewhere between 4 and 8% of its citizens each year. This happens either because of someone moving away, because of death, or for other reasons. As a contractor, you still need to maintain growth, and this growth will come most especially through your customer base if you have educated them. They will begin to understand that what you've done for them is a good thing. When they feel that, they'll start talking about it. When they start talking about it, you will get growth like you've never seen before from your own customer base. Yeah, you've probably always gotten referrals, and each one of you is saying, I've lived on referrals. Well, wait till you see the kind of referrals you get from customers that you have educated. Okay, so there is more growth involved, right? We talked about that. So we're going to use 60% of our budget on customer retention and education, and we're going to spend that money on our 3,000 customers that we have here at our million-dollar heating and cooling firm. We're going to spend another 20% on community awareness, and we'll come back in a few seconds and talk about where that money will be spent. And then we have another 20% that needs to be spent on other marketing items, which we'll cover at the very end of the session here. So let's go back again to our 60% that we're going to spend on education and retention. How are we going to spend that? Okay, the question is, how do we get to our customers? How do we educate them? How do we get information in their hands? There are many ways that we may think we could. Billboards, radio, television, these are all ways that we can get information out there. But that is not targeting our own customer base. How do we get marketing and marketing information in the hands of our own customers? The way we do it is we send them mail. And it's got to be good direct mail. We're talking about newsletters and we're talking about postcards. So we're going to take this $30,000 and we are going to inundate our customers with information. We're not going to talk about how to plant flowers. We're not going to talk about how to bake a pumpkin pie. We're going to talk about why better filters, why whole house humidity, why high efficiency systems. These are the things we're going to talk about. Why do you maintain a system? Why get a clean and check? Why install a UV light? Let's talk about HEPA systems. We're going to teach our customers that we do a lot more than repair. We're going to teach them everything we do. We're going to train them to understand that we are comfort specialists, not just heating and cooling repairmen. The only way you can achieve this goal is by using newsletters that are very informative, and I'm talking about a 4-page newsletter. Lots and lots of software programs out there that you can buy, including Word and Publisher and others, that give you a basic template for a 4-page newsletter. I am not of the opinion that most contractors, and please don't be offended, I am not of the opinion that most contractors can write a newsletter. Day One has become a publishing firm for one reason. Contractors came to me, and again, at the beginning of my career as a marketing consultant, I had no intentions of producing newsletters or postcards. Contractors came to me and said they had tried others in the industry that didn't work. They tried to do it themselves and they never got it done. Could I do one? I had done one at the company I was with, so I said, well, I can make you a version of that with your name on it. If you want to do it, that's fine. Put a little bit of price on there and send it out to them. And guess what? Like a miracle, the thing worked. Word spread very quickly. We now do lots and lots of newsletters and postcards. If you can do it yourself, I highly encourage it. I did. If you can't, go find someone who can. It's very important that this message be very specific. Your headlines are huge. I'm not going to stand here and teach you how to write copy. You either can or you can't. One thing I can tell you, however, is that 80% of what your article says is in the headline. Again, the headline is 80% of the article. If you can catch someone's attention with that headline, you can more than likely get them to read the article. Let's go back to the article I talked about at the beginning of this session. I talked about an article I wrote for the company I was with that said, "Why are we the most expensive heating and cooling company in town?" And I told you I gave them 22 reasons why in bullet form after that. A lot of people read that article, and it did a lot of good for our business because a lot of people want to be associated with the best. It worked. Rolls-Royce one time wrote an ad for the Wall Street Journal that got sent back by the Wall Street Journal. The old theory used to be back in the 60s that the more white space you had in an ad, the better, which means that the more space there was between letters, the better. Less words, better ad. Rolls-Royce was of the opinion that they needed a lot of words to get across the message of what a Rolls-Royce really was. So the article that they wrote had 450 words in about a 2-inch space, but the headline said, "The noisiest thing in a new Rolls-Royce Bentley is the dashboard clock." That caught the attention of a lot of people. They wondered, if the dashboard clock is the loudest thing, how good must this car be? Then they went on for 450 words to tell them all the special things they did to make the car quiet. Special door rubber guards, special grommets around the motor, many, many things that they do in a Rolls-Royce to make it quiet. It worked. The ad was a huge success, and the Wall Street Journal changed the way that they took ads. It totally changed the face of advertising in that industry. So what I'm trying to tell you is you have to understand copy. If you don't understand copy, don't go take a class in writing copy. You're an expert at heating and cooling. Go find somebody who can do the ads for you. How often do you send a newsletter? Well, that's a question I get most of the time. What we have learned very quickly in this industry, and what I tried to do at the beginning, was to do seasonal newsletters. We tried to do a spring and a fall, and we thought that that would be enough. If in the springtime and the fall I could give them information about heating or cooling, that I would be getting my message across. Well, it worked. The first two that went out, we got some business. But what we realized was that there was a huge gap between communication between us and our customers. So we started doing 4 a year. Then we started doing 6 a year. The more we did, the better it got. The more educated our customers became, the more business we got, the more referrals we got. We end up at a once-a-month mailing situation, which was where we are now at day one. We have a few programs. We have a 4-times-a-year mailer. We have an 8-times-a-year mailer and a 12-times-a-year mailer program. Most of our customers coming in get on the 4-times-a-year program to see if they can test it, and after a year, they understand how powerful it is, and almost all of them jump to the 12-times-a-year program. What I'm trying to tell you is the more you talk to your customers, the better you'll do. You can't kill them with words. It won't happen. Don't believe people that tell you you can saturate them with information. We're not telling you to mail to them every day. What we're telling you to do is mail to them every 30 days. Psychology now says that it takes 41 days for us to forget something. So 41 days between impressions. So if someone sees your logo, 41 days later, they don't have recall, which means if I send them a piece on January 1st and then I send them another piece on February the 10th, they don't recall seeing my logo on January the 1st. Well, what happened was on the 40th day, they would remember. It used to be 92 days. 5 years ago, it was 92 days was the retention span. What has happened? The internet and other kinds of mail have absolutely saturated us with information. 100 and some cable channels, 200 and some cable channels, whatever it is. We are so saturated with information that we're starting to lose our retention time as a human being. We have hard drive, just like a computer, and we start erasing stuff that doesn't make sense. We kind of defrag, and we get rid of information that doesn't mean anything to us. So if we can continually be in front of them before they defrag our information, if you want to put it that way, we can hit them again, and we have a constant message in front of them. So day one's recommendation is a monthly program. You would want to do 4 newsletters in that 12-month time, and you want to do 8 postcards in between. If you need more information about that, please contact us at the end of this tape. There'll be some information on how to get a hold of me. Now we've instructed you to spend 60% of your marketing budget, or in our case, $30,000 on customer retention and customer education. So the next step we have is community awareness. Now, we've asked you to spend 20% of this marketing budget or $10,000 on community awareness. So where can you spend $10,000 and get your best punch in community awareness? We have taken a lot of looks at the things that reach communities. We looked at radio, we looked at television, we looked at newspapers, over and over looking at those things that can reach community. And the decision that we came to at day one and the conclusion that as an industry we know is real is that your trucks are your number one community tool. We know that as people see your trucks, 17% of all your leads at your business will come from people who saw your trucks. You've got a small moving billboard through their community. Your trucks have to be fantastic. They have to be very easy to read. They have to be non-cluttered, especially on the sides. I've seen some heating and cooling trucks that have everything they do listed on the side of a truck. That is about a three-second glance. You have to remember that, the average glance at your truck is about 3 seconds unless it's parked in front of their home where you're doing another job, which, again, is fantastic, but you don't want to make that into a dictionary. It needs to be a truck. It needs to be a billboard. When you drive by billboards on the highway, particularly the really good ones like the casinos that you know up on the big highways and Budweiser and people like that, they know how to write a billboard. Most Budweiser billboards just say Budweiser King of Beers. They don't say anything else. Okay, so you have to understand, take that clue in what this kind of advertising does. Your trucks are number one as far as outdoor advertising, as far as reaching the community. You need to make sure they're amazingly well designed. Psychology tells us that the easiest thing to see is red and blue on white. So if your trucks are white and your lettering is red and blue, you've got the optimum situation. That doesn't mean if you own red trucks, I've got a customer that has red trucks with yellow lettering. He is known in town for having those trucks. He should never, ever change that. If you're just starting, white trucks would be your choice. If not, if you have yellow trucks, that's fine too. Just be very careful that it's readable. Sometimes we have trucks that are red and we have a dark orange lettering or something. Be very careful that it's able to be read from a long way away. Some people will see your truck from 3 blocks away. Make sure it's readable. Make sure your name is at the top. Make sure your phone number's on there big and bold. And basically what you do, Indoor Home and Comfort Solutions. Okay? On the back of the truck, you can say a little more. On the back of the truck, you can talk about seasonal specials. If you have magnets that you put on in the spring and the fall, you can talk about specials because typically the people that see the back of your truck are either riding behind you or parked behind you at a light, so they can do a little more. So, again, I can't emphasize enough how much time and effort you have to put into your trucks being very good. Again, that goes along, too, with your drivers doing a good job and keeping their trucks very clean. The next thing we can do, and again, the cost of doing trucks is not that much. We're spending anywhere from $500 to $1,000 to logo a truck the right way, make sure they're done right. The next step, again, in outdoor advertising would be billboards. And we looked at community awareness, again, television, radio, newspaper, billboards. Billboards, by far, have the most impact on a community out of all those pieces. The problem is that it's very difficult to educate anyone in any of these formats. Very difficult to educate in the newspaper because people are not looking to read ads no matter what people tell you. They don't read ads in the newspaper. They don't read ads in the yellow pages. They see your logo. They see your number. If they have a need, they call. Same with television and radio. No matter what we can say, unless you buy a half-hour infomercial, you cannot educate people in 30 seconds. It doesn't happen. You're going for an exposure ad. The best possible exposure ad you can get is a billboard placed in the right area. We've recommended to most of our customers today, between their trucks and their outdoor advertising, which are billboards, that those two things should take up this 20% of community awareness that we're talking about. So how's a good billboard designed? Again, back to the old theory of keep it simple. Be careful with what you put on there. It is an absolute image ad. It is your logo as big as you can get it. It's your phone number as big as you can get it, and it's what you do. Heating and cooling, and however you say it, Indoor Health and Comfort Solutions, whatever it is you say, get that message across. Do not put coupons on billboards. I see companies all the time that put their big $59.95 clean and check special up on a billboard. Don't do it. It's not a coupon. People don't use coupons off a billboard. Okay, so that basically covers that 20% that we want to use for outdoor community advertising, would be your trucks and billboards. So we've spent $30,000 on newsletters and postcards, educating your customers right in their home. We've spent another 20% or $10,000 on your trucks and your billboards. So we have 20% left. What are we going to do with that? Well, we have a lot of cleanup to do. We have a lot of ways that we can stay exposed and still be within this range of this last $10,000 we have to spend. You're still going to have to spend some money on yellow pages. Even if we just reduce you to bolded ads and we reduce you to line ads in the white pages, we're still going to spend some money. On average, $250 a month or so on yellow pages. We've gotten a lot of people down to 200. So somewhere in the range of $2,500 of our last 10,000 is going to have to be spent on yellow pages. So what else do we do? And we can stretch some of this into more community awareness. And the things that we have really come to like lately are home shows, but especially health fairs. And if you really think about what a health fair can do for your business, think about the people that are at a health fair. We haven't spent a lot of time today talking about who your customer is. The main reason is because I go do seminars now, and it's a lot different than it was 5 years ago. 5 years ago, I actually had to convince people that women were their customers. Today, that's not the case. Everybody knows that women are our customers. Women are buying 85% of what we sell. Of our profitable sales, women are buying 85%. Who's at a health fair? It's like 90% women who enroll to these health fairs. If we get out to a health fair and we can get a small booth, a small table, and we can stay there for 2 or 3 days, typically the cost on these, what I've seen around the country, is $200 to $400. We can take out some indoor air quality products like a humidifier, a UV light, an electronic air cleaner. We can take out a good thermostat, and we can take out a packet of information to hand out to these women so that we can grow our business through them. They're out there for health issues. They're looking for health solutions to their problems. We have non-drug health solutions that they can try first before they have to turn to prescription drugs. So what I'm trying to tell you here is that it's a very simple solution. Again, the formula is 60-20-20. Break your money down that way, and I promise you success in this. Marketing is simple, but the key to all of this is that you have to become the brand. You have to have TOMA in the mind of your customers, okay? There is one extremely important piece to this that I want to talk about, and this comes out of your last 20%, and this is a way of becoming a brand name in your customer's home. What we call this is the first line of defense, and these are three or four things that you have to be doing right now, and if you're not, you need to make it happen right now. The first thing that we want to do, and so that you understand where we're coming from on this, the question I ask a lot of contractors is, what if I could put a billboard up in your customer's living room? What if I could actually take a wall in their living room and paint a billboard there? Do you think that would help with them knowing who you are in the business? And it's a laughable answer. Of course, the answer is yes. You can effectively do that with three or four different things you can do inside their home. The first thing you need to be doing is you need to make sure that you have thermostat stickers on their thermostats. You need to make sure that you have a sticker with your name on it, with your phone number on it, on the thermostat. Lots of contractors are telling me that their customers don't want them on their thermostat. We've done a lot of research. We've seen a lot of research come back on these things, and that's just not the truth. You just can't put a yellow sticker on a white thermostat. You have to make sure that it's tasteful. But we know, and you know as well as everybody else, that the first place a customer goes when they're uncomfortable is their thermostat. You have to have a little label that's there that says, in case of emergency, call us. Your little logo and your phone number needs to be right there. The second line that we talk about is a furnace sticker. We talk about an 8.5 by 11 fluorescent orange furnace sticker that goes on that all it says is help. Giant letters across the top, help. Under that, in case of emergency, call us at this number, your big giant number at the bottom. They've gone to the thermostat because they're uncomfortable. If that didn't work, the next place they go is their furnace. If that doesn't work, if they can't fix it by flipping the switch or pulling the filter out, they have to make a phone call. And that next phone call is going to come to you. Third place you want to put a sticker is on their circuit board. On their circuit breaker box, you can put a sticker on the outside with your name and number on it, either labeling all of their circuit breakers or labeling the one that's for their heating and cooling system. You can have the one up there that is labeled for the furnace and one that's labeled for the air conditioner, has your name, and again on it, it says, in case of emergency, call us. Because that may be the next place they go is to see if the breaker's tripped. If it is tripped, fine, they get the situation back. If it's not tripped, they see your number. They've seen it now 3 times. The odds of them going to the yellow pages are almost zero. Okay. The other things you can do in this first line of defense that we call in this building a billboard in your customer's home is you can get magnets on their refrigerator. You can get chip clips in their pantry. And if you don't know what a chip clip is, it holds the top of a potato chip bag closed. Customers love these things. You can get your logo on there. And you can get a jar gripper in their drawer, in their kitchen. Okay, a jar gripper helps women get the top off a jar. They like those too. So these are all really neat things you can do to get inside your customer's home and build a wall there. Thanks for listening. This has been a really fun time for me. I hope that you got something out of this. Again, there'll be some information to contact us at the end of this tape. If you want to, that's fantastic. Send us an email, give us a call. We'll be happy to help in anything that we can do.
As always, we welcome your feedback on each month's presentation. Feel free to give us a call with your comments, or if you prefer, you may fax or email our office. Better yet, check out Grandin Associates on the World Wide Web. Our totally redesigned website now has a complete listing of all the products and services Grandin Associates has to offer. Our address is www.grandiassociates.com, and it's also printed on the tape insert. Again, our website address is www.grandiassociates.com. As a reminder, our three-day basic business boot camp continues to take the industry by storm. We also discuss ProfitMax during the boot camp. For more information, check out our website or give us a call for a free four-page flyer on the boot camp and or information on ProfitMax. The Service Contractor's Business Tape of the Month is produced and distributed by Grandin Associates. If we can be of service to you, give us a call on our toll-free line at 1-800-432-7963. Until next month, remember, invest your time and invest your money in those things that will reproduce.